It's time for the Canadian Baseball Network Podcast with your host, Dustin Saraceni.
Welcome back to the Canadian Baseball Network Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Saraceni, and after a brief hiatus, it's nice to be back behind the mic giving you the best stories across Canada baseball. And today we have a young but established first baseman and catcher as our co-host. He's had a busy summer, is currently in Boston, but we're glad Owen Diodati of the junior national team could join us. Owen, I mean, a memorable few months for you here. I can't wait to get into it with you. You joined Team Canada in the Dominican Summer League, where you were recruited by the University of Alabama. You traveled to Fenway to play against the Cape Cod All-Star team. You played at the Rogers Center for the Blue Jay scout team, went to Hoover, Alabama as a member of the Red Sox scout team for the East Coast Pro Showcase. I mean, that is a mouthful of a summer. Please tell us about it.
It's been really good. It's been a whole lot of experience for me. I mean, it's been a whole lot of growing up, right? Being away from home so much and kind of being on the road and being with the best players in the country, it's all made me better and prepared me for the future. I mean, I think my game's improved in all aspects this summer, and I've kind of really opened my eyes to, you know, if I keep working hard and keep putting the effort in, you know, I might have a chance to do something really good here.
Yeah, and that's great, eh? I mean, you talk about growth off the field. Obviously, you're growing on the field. What's it like playing in front of all these scouts? I mean, there's it's got to be pressure, or do you kind of just embrace that going through it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the more I do it, the more I get to play in front of these scouts, the easier it becomes. But, you know, those first couple times of summer, on the big stage, it's tough. You know, there's it's intimidating playing in front of these guys. You know, a little stiff. But for me, it's just been about, you know, just playing it like it's any other day at the field, and just being loose out there and just trusting the work I put in and trusting my game and you know, letting my game speak for itself in a way.
Awesome. And we're going to talk about that a lot more a little bit later, but I kind of want to take a quick step back and kind of look back at your past here. You're not just a baseball player. I mean, you were selected by the North Bay Battalion of the OHL. Why choose baseball as a Canadian when the avenue for hockey is so well traveled?
I guess for me, like, since I was a young kid, baseball was always my passion and my love, and my dad actually played Division I at Niagara U.
Yep.
So it's kind of ran in the family from that side, and my dad never really pushed me one way or the other. He was happy with whatever I chose to do, but I decided, like, I wanted to do something, you know, if I'm going to play a professional sport, if I do get that opportunity, I want to do something I'm going to love every day, and I could tell the passion and the love of the game was there a lot more in baseball than it was in hockey.
Of course, you talk about your father. He's a police officer from what I'm hearing. How did that kind of translate into your game? And obviously he influenced you, but did discipline kind of come with having a father that was a police officer?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's always been a real mentor for me and really kind of shaped me in a way with you know, how I go about my business on the field, off the field, you know, how I treat and respect people and you know, the work ethic I put into the sport, into my school and whatever it may be, right? I think in a big way he's had a huge impact on the player I am today, and you know, kind of my progression and how I've improved my game and how I've been able to maintain that same strong work ethic throughout.
Yeah, and you guys had lots of travel time together. I mean, especially when you played in Buffalo for New Era. Tons of stories, obviously, getting shared across the border. What was kind of like the fastest way you guys worked to get to Buffalo here?
So we have, it's called Nexus. So we, it's an express lane at the border. So we'd head through Fort Erie for practices and games usually. And that was the way we went. We had a couple other guys in Niagara Falls that played there too, so we split the driving as much as we can, and now obviously living in Niagara Falls and playing in London is even longer of a drive now. So, I mean, there's a lot of sacrifice and commitment that goes into playing in London now, and I think in a way it's almost helped my game that I've had that drive, just because it's forced me to be so devoted to the game, and really, if I'm going to drive 2 hours to go practice for an hour and a half in London, I'm going to get the most out of my hour and a half that I have there.
As we look back even further, I mean, under your dad and Coach Mike McRae, you were part of something special in Niagara as well, as you talked about, but something not many accomplished. You won 5 OBA titles with the Falcons, basically the Golden State Warriors of the OBA. What comes to mind when you hear me say that? Not really the Golden State part, but the five OBA titles.
It was huge. I mean, every year we went in with the same mentality. There was never a losing mentality. There was never a chance where we went into a game and we thought, you know, we might lose this game. It was always, winning was a standard. If we were, I think our best year we were like 52-3 or something. So we were always there. We were always competing. You know, we were a smaller city compared to some of the ones we played against, but it never really mattered. We were always there to win, and obviously under the coaching we had, I mean, I don't think there was a team in Ontario who was coached as well as we were, and I don't mm-hmm. think if I was in coached like with that kind of that level of commitment and that level of knowledge throughout as a young kid, I don't know if I'd be in the same position I'm in right now. So it was definitely a really, really positive experience for me playing in Niagara Falls as a kid.
Yeah, and on the field, obviously, one final I hear you went 5-for-5, 2 home runs, 2 doubles. Was that kind of the moment where you're like, wow, I kind of have a future in this game, or did that come earlier?
That was, I was still probably 12 or 13 years old at
yeah.
the time. So, I mean, I didn't really know probably that I was, you know, I might have had a future in baseball, but, you know, I'm sure, you know, my dad might have looked at that and said, all right, he's pretty good if he works at this and keeps going and does what he does. I'm sure he has an opportunity to maybe
right.
do something and maybe play in the U.S. for school. But it was all so early that I don't know. If, in my opinion, I didn't know, but we'll see. Maybe my parents did. They would never tell me though.
Is that just one of those what happens when you're traveling so far with your dad? He's never going to tell you how good you are.
Exactly. That's how my dad's kind of always been with me. I mean, he'll tell everyone else around me how proud he is of me and how both my parents will tell everyone else around me how proud they are of me and how happy they are with everything I've done. They'll just never say it right to me. I'll hear from someone else, yeah, your dad was telling me all this, and I'll be like, really, my dad? Never say it to me.
Well, he's got to be proud of you now, especially after this summer, as we were talking about before. You did the East Coast Pro Showcase. You played at Fenway against the Cape Cod All-Stars, played at the Rogers Center for the Blue Jays scout team against the Yankees and Red Sox scout team. Does playing in big league parks and with these scout teams kind of give you the confidence you need knowing you can perform at that level?
For sure. It's definitely given me a chance to go up against the top competition in the country and you know, with the national team and with at all these big events, I'm able to compete. And I'm not going up there ever against any pitcher saying, you know, this is an out for me. I'm going up there every time with the same mentality, trying to get a hit. And I think for any hitter, if you're not going up there with that mentality, you're beat right from the beginning. So I think that's a huge thing for me, is having the confidence to go up there no matter who I'm up against
mm-hmm.
and think, you know what, I got a shot here.
Yeah, and of course, and playing in front of all these scouts, for me personally, growing up, I was told plenty of times there are times where a lazy warm-up can equal a scout closing his book on you and walking away. Have you heard stories like that? How much does this kind of factor into your pregame, and what kind of advice can you give to a kid listening or who wants to be in your position right now?
Well, for me, I guess I tell everyone it's the little things that separate you, especially, you know, coming in with the national team, obviously, like, you know, everyone's good there, and you got to do something to make yourself stand out, you know, to
right.
be on that team and you know, kind of make an impact there. And for me, I think the little things, you know, working hard when it comes to little things, you know. For me, if I was in the bullpen warming up a guy, it was hustling back to the dugout after I was done warming him up. Cheering on your teammates when you're not in the game. Those little things are the things that, you know, taking warm-up seriously, you know, getting your sprints in before the game, all those little things are what separate you from other players. So I think as much as your talent in the game is huge, you know, if you can't translate that same intensity and same work ethic to pregame and even postgame in the clubhouse with your teammates and that kind of stuff, I don't think you're really a complete player unless you can do all three things.
Yeah, it's kind of that mentality. You never really know who's watching, right?
Exactly.
You talked a little bit about the Canadian side. Obviously, you were with the junior national team in the Dominican Summer League. To put on those colors alongside players like Noah Naylor and under Greg Hamilton, that must have been something special for you.
Yeah, so I started in extended spring training when I was on the Dominican Summer League trip, and it's such a learning experience to be around guys like that. I mean, obviously, being a catcher, being around Bo, it was it was a total learning experience for me. I was trying to pick up anything I could on whether it be his approach at the plate or his hands behind the plate. I mean, it's just good to be around guys like that who are going to push me to, you know, improve my game and get better. And obviously with Greg, he's been unbelievable, you know, helping me realize who I am as a hitter and what my approach is and you know, kind of what my future looks like if I'm able to keep working hard and keep putting forward the same results.
Yeah, with all your hard work kind of culminated in a recruitment by the University of Alabama. First of all, congratulations. That's obviously an incredible school. And second, how do those recruiting conversations go and how did they approach you?
So the first time they actually came amongst me was in the Dominican and I was able to play pretty well. You know, we saw some good pitching. I actually didn't get a hit in the game he was there to watch, but I hit two balls hard. I barreled a couple balls up and, you know, I had a good batting practice before the game. And, you know, I was hoping he was impressed with what he saw. And fortunately he was, but for me it started there, and from there, you know, the conversation went on and he was able to watch me a couple more times and from there I went and visited and kind of everything fell into place for me. I was really happy with the fit with Coach Bohannon and mm-hmm. University. And I thought in every way possible it was the best fit for me.
So it was kind of being mentally strong. You mentioned you didn't really have a good game the first game, but having the chance for him to see you again and come back, that's got to be a big part of being a successful baseball player if you're trying to get to that next level.
For sure, and it relates back to what we were talking about earlier.
The little things, right?
Even if I'm not getting a hit, I'm contributing on defense, or I'm having a good at bat, even if I'm not seeing the ball well. It's all those little things, right?
And mm-hmm.
I think if you can do that in games when you're struggling, you're better off and more likely to come back the next game and have a good one.
Of course, and like I said, it's that mental strength that's really going to get you to that next level. But you talked about touring the facility. How's that facility over there in Alabama? I mean, obviously an unbelievable sports school. That's got to have sold you pretty quickly.
Yeah, so, I mean, the facilities are all state-of-the-art. Like, everything's brand new. I think 2 or 3 years ago they got a $45 million stadium. Everything there is anything you could ask for. I mean, there's no complaining, whether it be academically, athletically. There's nothing facility-wise that I could even say needed to be changed. It was unbelievable.
Have you been keeping up with Alabama football? Are you going to get to any of those games, or how are you going to spend your time there?
I know football is massive, and I think they're going in right now as a preseason number one. So,
yeah.
You know, every year they're you know, top three team. I'm definitely going to stay involved with football. I mean, everyone there that I talk to and everyone else says the football games are a great experience. So that'll definitely be a part of my college experience.
Yeah, are you starting to feel like a true Alabama Crimson Tide yet, or what?
It's getting closer. I'm less than a year away from being on campus, so it's definitely starting to get exciting.
Awesome, Owen. And again, thank you for coming on. Before I let you go, obviously it's been a big year professionally for Canadians at the major league level. I'm sure you've been keeping up with it. 21 Canadians drafted, including Tristan Pompey. Talked about Noah Naylor. Both have ties to the junior national team. And even professionally, may have been arguably the best year for Canadian ballplayers this year. I mean, you have Nick Pivetta in Philly. You saw Paxton, what he did to the Blue Jays, throwing a no-hitter. Tyler O'Neill getting the call up to St. Louis. Mike Soroka had a great year. Does knowing this and seeing this kind of give you extra motivation to see what these Canadians are doing on the big stage?
For sure. You're starting to see the depth more in Canadians and in professional baseball. And being around these, having the opportunity to be around some of these guys like Bowen, and it's amazing. It's cool to see what it takes. And, you know, obviously, Bo is a first rounder, and that's kind of the standard, right? You know, he's the best of the best, and being around him, I truly think it's improved my own game. And being around not even just him, you know, Laron, Damiano,
yep.
All those guys who are draft picks, obviously they're doing something right because they're getting acknowledgement at the pro level. So being around these guys and competing with them, obviously, like we're all trying to play, right? So being around them, competing with them, you know, being teammates, playing with each other in all ways, it's I think, crucial for my development and really good for my development.
Awesome, Owen. Thank you for so much for coming on again. I truly appreciate it. And as I said before, obviously all of Canada is behind you. We're rooting for you. And hopefully we'll see you get your name called across that big screen pretty soon.
Thank you very much. I thank you for having me on here.